Run by the dead and run by the devil. 54. Today, tomorrow, the future. The future. The future. The future.
Finding me. listening to the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
buscando amor, caminando satín. Un amor de verdadero, un amor real. Amor de verdadero, amor cutamba. Verdad.
Listen to Area 54, Tim and Mike, straight out of DC, played Thunderball there for you. The song's called Strictly Rude Boy. They definitely like their dub sounds, and shows through in that song. Album's off the album Cinemascope.
You know what I realized when we were listening to this song is that these guys have kind of lost their focus.
they have lost their focus a little bit, and part of it is because they have too many monikers. They just don't know where Thunderball is anymore.
They don't know what Thunderball is anymore. They did in their first two albums, but on Cinescope they kind of lost it. They threw a little bit of too many genres in the one album.
And it's all actually pretty good, but it's just not as easy to...
It's not Scorpio Rising. It's not Ambassadors of Style. It is.
It doesn't gel as an album as well. I agree.
Yeah.
It's still pretty good. It's still a good
individually,
record.
The tracks are excellent, but it's almost like a compilation of other people's work.
And I really thought because they had so many different monikers that Thunderball was going to stay the course. You know, they had kind of a drum and bass, ambient drum and bass sound, which is really cool and unique. And got away. Maybe they're getting away from it just because it's might be a little bit dated. Who knows? Madrid de las Austrias before that did a song called Buscando. That was the Caron versus Circus mix. And then we had Bittersweet off their forthcoming album Drama. We played Waking Up. Really cool album. Typical Bittersweet album, too. So if you like their sound of the past stuff, you're going to love this album.
Coming out next week, this album.
That's right. Belarus before that did Northern Girls off of Turntable Soul Music. And we started off the whole set with Kirwan. The song's called Reflections of a Poem. Check that song out. What a great melody and just a well-produced song. It's off of their album, Papa Reef.
Another Viennese band. I like all that music that comes from Vienna.
I do, too. Yeah. This definitely doesn't have the Vienna sound that I think the Vienna sound sometimes isn't as melodic as this. This is really melodic sounding stuff. The album is.
It is. You wouldn't think he was a Kruder and Dorfmeister?
No, not at all. Not at all. Wouldn't think he's from the same country. I'd guess French.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he is European. I think he's an immigrant. So he probably brought a lot of influences from his home country back.
I would imagine. Yeah.
It's kind of like Zion and Kamian, right? They're based out of Vienna, but they're not really Austrian.
Right, they're not Austrian.
But I think just being in Vienna gives them a lot of influences. Different influences, anyway.
Yeah, good drums.
Good drums, yeah. Well, speaking of good influences, Groovemada, I always like the stuff, the music that... that they put into their Late Night Tales, which is a compilation CD of their favorite tunes, and it shows you some of the influences that they musicians that have influenced their music. There
amazing
we go.
Record, a lot of influences. This album just kind of blindsided me. Some of the stuff they put in it,
yeah. It's but amazing. this version is actually a cover song of Gary Newman's song, but it's done Groovemada style, right?
Our friends chill, Electric Groovemada chill style.
Here it is. Listen, Area 54, Tim Mike with you.